today we're celebrating the appearance day of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Gaur Purnima. Throughout the day, there should be kirtan. It's a nice day also to be harmony. Because when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he simultaneously caused the chanting of Hare Krishna to be everywhere. He appeared at the time of an eclipse, and in traditional Indian society, whenever there's an eclipse, people go to the holy rivers and they vibrate mantras, because eclipses are considered inauspicious, an inauspicious planetary movement. And in Navadvipa, particularly, the people would go to the Ganges and they would chant Hare Krishna. Even before Lord Chaitanya appeared, people were chanting Hare Krishna, so that at the time of the Lord's appearance, there was huge kirtan going on everywhere. And Lord Chaitanya's associates, like Advaita Acharya, they would be laughing and dancing in ecstasy, knowing that such an auspicious event was taking place. Of course, the people in general did not know. Still, because it was an eclipse, they were all in the Ganges chanting Hare Krishna. This is how Gaur-hari made his appearance. And even as a little baby, he caused the chanting of Hare Krishna to take place. Everyone knows how Lord Chaitanya, as a baby, would cry until the ladies taking care of him, the ladies of the neighborhood who were surrounding him. He would cry, and then they would start to chant Hare Krishna. Then he would start crying. So in this way, he always caused Sankirtan to happen. And even as a baby, using his crying. Because he would cry and wouldn't stop until they chanted Hare Krishna, he got the name Gaur-hari. Today we should always chant Hare Krishna. Every day we should chant Hare Krishna. Particularly today, we can meditate on what is the contribution of Lord Chaitanya. How ordinarily it's not possible to come near Krishna, to understand Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya makes that impossible thing possible. Even in the most degraded time, people think that the current epoch of humanity is the most advanced. They have no idea that the Vedic knowledge proclaims that this is the most degraded time in which human capabilities are very debilitating. Physical strength, memory, intellectual capacities. So it's very ironic that people think, oh, now, so much technological advancement, so much convenience. So much convenience that people are more stressed than ever before. People are in more anxiety than ever before. They're more depressed than ever before. So where is the advancement? Where is the great power? In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami states, that with each passing day of Kali Yuga, all the essential ingredients of human civilization diminish. Dharma, real religion, cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, mercy, even physical strength diminishes with each passing day. Yet some are the people so foolish you think life is the pinnacle of achievement there. You know, this is the worst in terms of the qualities of people, their consciousness, their intellectual capacities. People today can't even pay attention anymore. They have attention deficiency. You have to have a name for it. What is it, technical name? No one here has it? Huh?
ADD.
ADD, attention deficiency what?
Disorder.
Yes. Very common. Because from the very beginning of life, people are watching so much television, so many computer games, video games, that they can't concentrate anymore in the traditional way. They can't learn anything. You notice on television how television has changed in the past 5 years. Everything is very fast moving. I can see when I'm passing through the airport. Even in India, they just brought the same technique from the West. The television now in India does the same thing. Everything just very quick images. So people get used to thinking like that. They can't focus for more than a few seconds. They can't think deeply about their own life, about who they are, yet they feel okay. I'm all right. Yeah. A few problems, but basically I'm okay. The world's always going to be a bit crazy. I'm always going to do a few crazy things. That's what people think. There's no sense of urgency to understand their situation as a spirit soul entangled in material nature. No sense of urgency. Spiritual pursuits are considered a hobby. Either, on the one hand, some kind of antiquated, traditional, stereotype belief system, or on the other hand, some kind of personal hobby. Whatever you feel, whatever one of the many voices within tells you, that's what spirituality is. It's a very difficult time for becoming genuinely spiritually advanced, except for one factor, and that factor we are celebrating today, the factor of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who has chosen the most abominable age, the epoch of human civilization, to freely give the highest spiritual realizations. It's an irony how in the worst of times the best is made most easily available. Well, that is the special significance of today. Lord Chaitanya distributed the holy name of Krishna. He taught the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, and for his confidential associates, he displayed the highest symptoms of love of Krishna and separation. So he brought everything with him to benefit everyone, from the ordinary person to the most advanced devotee. Here in Manchester, we can see that, like so many other places, there's such a need for people to understand Krishna consciousness. So therefore, we want to use this day begging for the blessings of Lord Chaitanya that we can do a little service for giving the people of this area the highest benefit, even though they don't know what benefit is. I was just hearing a BBC survey that was presented a few weeks ago about God, belief in God and religious faith throughout the world. And amongst all the countries of the world, England was the lowest in terms of faith in God and spiritual inclinations. Of course, you had a place like Nigeria, which probably 100% of the people said they believed in God. Yet, I mean, it's one of the probably the most, or if not one of the most corrupt countries in the world. But still 100% said, yes, we believe in God. I remember once when I was in Nigeria in 1984 or something like that, I had to do something. I think I had to have some money changed in order to get an airline ticket to Ghana. So in order to change money, you have to go through so many bureaucratic things. So one devotee went to a bank and he took my passport with him. So he's a foreigner, he can legally exchange money. So then the devotee came back and said, well, you have to come. I said, why do I have to come? He said, don't ask questions. You just, don't ask too deeply, but you have to come. I said, why? I gave you all my documents. That's all that's required. You have my passport. Well, the bank manager, she's a lady, and she took your passport, looked at it, and decided you had to come in person to change the money. I said, oh. Sorry, Mara, that's the way it is here. Everything just absorbed in corruption and vice and everything else. But anyway, 100% of the people, yeah, believe it or not. On my way to the bank, the devotees explained to me that if any woman wants a job, it's expected that she's going to, be accommodating to her boss. And her husband expects that. Everyone knows that. Otherwise, you don't keep your job. Like one of those facts of life. The boss will say, there's some work that needs to be done over the weekend at my house. So the lady has to agree. Everybody knows what's going on. Her husband just has to accept. If you want money, if you want to pay our rent, pay for our house, this is all part of living in the country. But still 100% of the people are believing that. That's here in England, everyone understands you have to go through all those endeavors just to get sense gratification. It flows like water. You don't have to, just to keep your job or whatever, you don't have to go through those kind of things. It's all raining from the sky every moment. So, anyway, supposedly, according to the BBC survey, here is the lowest level of faith in God in the world. In any case, here we are trying to get the highest knowledge of God in the place with the lowest faith in God. And we definitely need Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Just like when Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were approaching Lord Chaitanya and Ram Kali, their whole ploy was to present to Lord Chaitanya that you have to save us because you're known as Patit Pavan, the deliverer of the most fallen. So for your job description to be accurate, you have to save us because we are the most fallen. If you save us, then your reputation is justified and you'll be properly glorified throughout the universe if you save us. Because wherever you go, we are certain you will not find anyone more fallen than us. So therefore, please give us the mercy. They're showing the proper way how to approach Lord Chaitanya. Not that, I have so many qualifications, I'm so intelligent, I have a university degree, or I have this skill or that skill. No, the best way to approach Lord Chaitanya is that I have no qualifications, and if I don't get your mercy, there'll be no hope for me. But here we are in a situation in which there are very few spiritual qualifications. Here, as we know, people have rejected traditional religion ages ago. Of course, we are not trying to introduce traditional religious belief to people. We are trying to give them spiritual experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a great difference. People don't want what they call dogma. Dogma used to have a predominantly positive meaning, just some kind of tenet of faith of religion. But now it has a negative meaning. Dogma is anything you have to believe. What people don't want. Lists of things they have to believe. Although the fact is there's so much that goes on beyond the range of their senses which they accept even if they don't understand. Still, the fact is that people want spiritual experience. And that is why Lord Chaitanya is so important. He freely distributes the spiritual experience of Krishna consciousness. He's not a belief teacher. He's an experience giver. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami prays, Namo Mahat Varanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaur Tasenama. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous, more merciful than any other appearance of Krishna, any other form of Krishna. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya is giving freely what no other form, no other presence of Krishna gives. That is pure love of Krishna. Only Krishna can freely distribute love of himself. Krishna can agree. Let love of me appear everywhere. Only Krishna himself can do that. We should know that Lord Chaitanya is not, strictly speaking, not an avatar. He is the original personality of Godhead. Today, we should beg Lord Chaitanya how we can reach into ourselves more deeply and come up with more of a service attitude and compassion. Fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's desires. Lord Chaitanya's desires are that people come out of their dense ignorance and take to ecstatic devotional service of the Lord. The supreme source of everything, the source of all energies, is a person. That means the supreme source of everything has desires. A devotee is always trying to understand the desires of the Supreme Lord. And Lord Chaitanya's desires are quite clear. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, teach Krishna Tattva, teach the science of Krishna. That is our life and soul, that order. I hope you all take advantage of this day to become more attuned to Lord Chaitanya's importance and the need for his blessings, which he freely gives. It's just that we want to go deeper and deeper into the ocean of love of Krishna. Otherwise, what purpose do we have to be here in Manchester? We don't go to any of the football games. So. what purpose do we have to be here? Yeah, you know? We're not supporters of Manchester United. And, yeah. We didn't come here for the sunshine. There's only one purpose. We came to sacrifice for Lord Chaitanya's goals. We want to use our youthful energies for Lord Chaitanya to achieve his goals. Otherwise, you all know what your youthful energies will be used for. Energy has to be burned. So what would you burn your energies for if you didn't have Lord Chaitanya's seva, his service? You know all the horrible things that people do with their life's energies. How they burn themselves out through intoxication, illicit sex, meat eating and gambling. And all of life is just various permutations and complications of those four basic vices. So, It's a wonderful and rare opportunity that we can use our energies in this way. So let's not be afraid to expend ourselves. We want to live a balanced life in Krishna consciousness, taking care of our spiritual needs, which are most important, while also taking care of our material needs, because this body is meant for being used in Krishna's service. The mind is meant to be used in Krishna's service. So we don't neglect our physical and mental health. We don't day after day after day let ourselves become physically and mentally run down. The body and mind are instruments that have to be cared for, just like a car has to be cared for. I do hope to care for your cars. Similarly, the body and mind have to be cared for. Although we're not the body and mind. Just like we're not the car, still we care for the car. So you have to care for your body and mind. So that you can have a long career of performing energetic service in Lord Chaitanya's mission. I hope that you will look at Krishna consciousness as a lifetime career, not as something you just are doing in a particular phase of your life. No, you should be thinking all the time how your whole life can be of value to Lord Chaitanya. Regardless of the particular phase, whether it's as a single person or as a married person or in between, there is a way that you can always be connected to Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. Of course, Lord Chaitanya appeared in the evening. So we'll have our main program then at that time, followed by the banquet. Now we're going to have an initiation ceremony. Devotees who are choosing voluntarily to take vows, which are not temporary vows. I know that's an alien concept, promises that can't be broken. Are there any promises these days that can't be broken? Can you think of it? It used to be marriage. Remember the marriage vows? Is it through sickness and health, poverty and wealth, death do us part? Anyone remember that? Anyone here get married in the church? No one knows. Do you remember? You remember the mantra?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Your life isn't yours.
No. The richness in poor is in sickness and in health, to death do us part.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, England is the divorce capital of Europe. So, if people do got bothered to get married, and what other promises, which once were considered solemn, now these. Easily tossed aside. Any others? For example, in the case of the USA, which is supposed to be considered such a religious country, in that everyone claims to believe in God, and 80% of the people say that after death they're going to heaven. And on the money it says, "In God we trust." When you go to court, you have, before the court begins, when someone goes to testify as a witness or whatever, they have to put their hand on the Bible and promise I'll tell the truth, so help me God. And everyone just lies and lies. The president is sworn into office, putting his hand on the Bible. They do that to the prime minister here?
Yeah.
Right? What does he say? What does he do? Put his hand on the Bible and say what?
You know, he swears that he will uphold his civic duty and give allegiance to the Queen.
So there's so many vows that people make that no one takes seriously. Therefore, it can be that people may consider initiation vows must be the same. These persons, they're feeling spiritual for a while in their life. Certain, you know, a few years, period of their life, they're feeling spiritual. Yeah. Generally, they're young. Sometimes they can be older. And so, you know, they just had that feeling in their heart, yeah, I think I'll, you know, make some promises. Yeah. I've had enough intoxication already. Burned out on sex life for a while. Me eating. Who wants to do that anymore? Bad health. Gambling. Don't have any money anyway. So, why not make a few promises? Sure. I feel that way now. So, what's the harm? Do we have enough pictures? It's really hard to talk when you're going all the time, you know? Well, we have enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Didn't stop you at first. Is it digital or? So you can't tell until it's.
No, it's just digital.
Huh?
You still have it going.
Ah, I see. So. Maybe you're thinking, you know, this is the right thing to do now. I'm young. Yeah, I just kind of feel like being spiritual. Yeah, Krishna conscious is all right. Yeah, I promise. But what happens when you go through all the various phases of your future life? How to keep those vows? That's going to take some work and concentration. Any activity performed over an extended period of time takes quite a bit of exertion, focus, planning, skillful maneuvering, how to avoid the negatives and enhance the positives. It's like those who are, just for example, those who are enrolled in university for 3 or 4 years, whatever. You actually have to steer yourself properly. You just can't, well, whatever, I just take it as it comes every day, you know, see how class goes. No, you can't class that way. Similarly, in the greatest education, Krishna consciousness, you have to monitor yourself and have a steady vision of how to maneuver through the dangers and illusions of this world. Not just a nice feeling in your heart. Oh, yes, I think I'll take some vows. It'll be interesting. I'll invite all my friends. No. It's a very life-shaping event. Now, it's true that regardless of the ideal, persons will break their vows. But what can be done? Some people will follow the doctor's instructions, some will not. Still, there's the proper way to do things. We want to look at the good examples, not the bad examples. The best way to survive in Krishna consciousness and move forward is someone to survive eking out a bare existence in bhakti. We want to move forward enthusiastically with heartfelt emotion. The best way to do that is to focus on attentive chanting of a holy name. If we get that one thing right, attentive chanting of Hare Krishna, trying to avoid the offenses, everything else comes into focus. And if we don't give proper attention to that one thing, everything becomes helter-skelter, and after a while, you spiritually become run down. But the cornerstone of initiation is a formal initiation into chanting Hare Krishna. It's not that the Hare Krishna mantra waits for initiation in order to show its effects. No. As soon as your tongue touches the holy name, there's an effect. But the initiation ceremony is the formal enrolling in the chanting of Hare Krishna. Just like you can go to the university without enrolling and sit in classes, there'll be benefit. But the official educational endeavor begins when you enroll. Then the university will take note of you. Still, it's true. Krishna will take note of you anytime you sincerely chant Hare Krishna. The main purpose of the ceremony is to make you aware of the seriousness of what you're taking up. Please remember this chanting of Hare Krishna with attention. Trying to avoid the 10 offenses. I always say this. If you make the chanting of Hare Krishna the number one priority of your day and give it pride of place in your life, no matter what phase of life you're in, single, married, mother, father, husband, wife, whatever. If still you always make the chanting of Hare Krishna the most important part of your day, then your spiritual life will continue. The growth stops when the attention to the holy name stops. For so many reasons, so many excuses. But if you want to always remain fresh in Krishna consciousness, just start throwing out the excuses, and then you'll see the freshness return. Whatever the excuse, don't accept it. Do that all your life, and you'll always remain vibrant in Krishna consciousness. All right. Each of the 10 is going to the neck piece. I have to wait to do one at a time. Someone can stand with the bees in your hand, please, and give them to me. It's right. This is a good picture time, so. Everyone likes to see their faces when they get the bees in their hand. Yeah, it's good. You can give me calls, please. You can come up one at a time, and you amend you offer your dandavats. That's how we do that. We should do. Of course, if we put the microphone on this side, we'll ruin your picture. So. See, I was thinking of it. This is a tight arrangement. There's no way that this can, at least for a while, your hands are already covered with you. You move this over to the other side, just for a while. Take this microphone and put it right here. I won't disturb your picture. Okay? You can maybe move them under here. Push this table back. Okay, move these right here. All right.
push that against the wall. Right?
Now, yes, so we got some tall guys, you know. Their feet are in the lap. Swings. Okay, now you can come. You make your dandavats and say pranam mantra out loud. You put your feet.
I'm seeing what I Krishna is firing me today. I'm seeing how he's firing me today. I'm saying something today. I'm not having the time. And the place where else everybody, but the time is your time today.
The second one is Prabhupada's mantra. So you want to say Prabhupada's mantra, you say it.
I'm on the street, I'm sorry, 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 I'm
sorry,
Ten years.
10 years, yes. I saw him first in Los Angeles or here?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yes. He's a good example of someone making slow but steady progress. Better to be a moon that stays in the sky rather than a shooting star. Especially, I think his progress can be seen in terms of dedication to clearly chanting Hare Krishna, most important thing. Yes, opening the mouth and vibrating all the name. Not just thinking it, but Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that during the chanting, the tongue and the other parts of the mouth must work. So you can get that feeling in your tongue and enjoy their working. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Alright? It's not like just think about it. You have to physically use your mouth and its parts. That way a natural relish will appear. Okay. What are the four regular principles?
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no eating meat, fish, or eggs.
And what to do every day?
Chant the minimum 16 miles.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, that means chanting nicely with attention, clearly. Moving the tongue and the lips. You've explained all that to him. Yes. 10 years, huh?
10 years.
How old were you when you started?
23.
Oh. Okay. Your name is Kashinath Das. Kashina, that is, he's one of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, one of the branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree, branches, sub-branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree. He arranged Lord Chaitanya's marriage. And in Dwarka Leela, he was Kokul, who arranged the marriage between Krishna and Satyabhama on behalf of Satyaji. Kokul was the Brahmana who arranged the marriage between Krishna and Satyabhama, and Chaitanya Leela, he's Kashinath, who arranged the marriage between the Lord and his wife, Navadi. is one of the some branches of the tree of what you're telling me. Alright? Next is, can we sign it? Simon came to Krishna consciousness in New Zealand. I remember when he first came to the Gaur Yoga Center in Wellington. Wasn't quite sure how long he was going to be there. Good friend who encouraged you to stay. I have to give credit where credit is due. Petra did very nicely in keeping him from going away. And since then, he's come back, have come to UK. And he's been in Wales and now here. For a sufficient period of time, he's shown he's serious about Krishna consciousness, likes to render humble devotional service. What are the four rules?
Non gambling, non intoxication, non meat eating, and non sex.
Not to do everything.
Have at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna.
Okay. Your name is Yadu Roy. Yadu Roy means the name of Krishna, the Lord of the Yadu dynasty. The ladies, they know the second mantra. The intellectual capacity. I was speaking to some of the brahmacharis today that actually brahmacharis issues in situations of inconvenience shouldn't be so quick to depend on the ladies. Can use your car. Or whatever. You're going to be brahmacharis and be brahmacharis. You'd rather take the bus. Mm-hmm. attaining to Krishna consciousness in New Zealand when she was touring there. And she met up with Simon there and they came to Krishna consciousness together. And since then she's moved on to explore her possibilities solo. And she's always given devotees a lot of pleasure by her devotional enthusiasm and her deep dedication to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and bringing people to Krishna consciousness. She has her very catchy enthusiasm. What did I tell you? I told her she was a bubbler. She's a bubbler. So I called her Bubble for Krishna. She's always bubbling with various emotional states. That's very nice. You use whatever you have in Krishna's service. Krishna is full of variety. Not all the devotees have to act in the same way. Some devotees are quiet. Some are very outwardly enthusiastic. Some are reserved. Some are very forward. So I recognize that she was very kind of gregarious, outgoing person. So I said, all right, be that way for Krishna. And she took that very seriously. How to bubble for Krishna. Impressed by her dedication to going out and meeting people, introducing Srila Prabhupada's books to them, trying to minister to them in Krishna consciousness. Very nice spirit of sacrifice. And she's very cooperative, very caring person. Sincerely interested in Krishna consciousness, they just spend a little time around Petra and then they'll be petrified. Has now changed her name, so we can't say that anymore. Can't say that people are getting petrified. They're getting petrified by contact with Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. What are the four rules?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
And what you always do?
To chant a minimum of 16 rounds every day.
Alright. Your name is Sandra Ananda.
Namo Ambishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Bhitadaya Shumate Deva Mita Swami Iti Namini Pachariya Dhruva Daksanja Bhaktacharya Pukunta Padaya Tukhani Pasaya Chikam Mahana Mahana Padaya Krishna Pasaya Bhitadaya Shumate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini Nisaya Sada Swati Devi Gaya Pukunta Nidhi Shosha Shumate Dhruva Swati Kusha Chayana.
Sandra Ananda means concentrated, intense, condensed bliss. That is ordinary bliss. Concentrated, condensed, intense. It's one of the characteristics of pure devotional service as described by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. The six characteristics of pure bhakti: klesha, gri, shubhada, moksha, lagrata, krit, sudurabha, sandhanandra. Visheshatma. First of all, pure devotional service destroys all difficulties, material difficulties. Material difficulties come from sinful activity. And pure devotional service is all auspiciousness. It's auspicious for the whole world, not just for a few persons. Moksha madhupavrit, it minimizes, pure bhakti minimizes the value of liberation. So much so that the devotee says, I don't mind if I take birth after birth as long as I have this devotional service. Lord Chaitanya demonstrates that. Mama janmini janmini shvare bhavatam bhakti alokitra. I don't mind taking birth after birth as long as I have service to Krishna. That is the thing. Mokshala. Sudur Lamada. Very difficult to get pure bhakti. And especially in Kali Yuga, it would be impossible without Lord Chaitanya. Sangananda. Pure devotional service gives that condensed, intense, concentrated bliss. And finally, pure emotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. In fact, Krishna can be conquered by pure bhakti. Those are the six characteristics stated in the beginning of Nectar of Devotion. Okay, I guess that's it for today. Oh. You can sit there. Coma. It's an interesting person who was attracted to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books as her first service in Krishna consciousness. She used to go out with Sangananda, yes, in London. So this is how Lord Chaitanya's mercy expands. One person becomes fortunate, and then helps another person to become fortunate. And this way things increase. And then Koma came to Manchester to live with the other devotees while doing her studies. Very dedicated. You have to be very dedicated in order to do book distribution regularly every week, as well as study for your master's degree, as well as the university preaching. He has very full life in Krishna consciousness. Whatever. What are your questions?
You need to say no offense to sex and intoxication from the enemy.
And what do you always do every day?
It's continually 16 on Sunday.
Let's see. name is Krishna Murari Devadasu.
Hare Rama.
Krishna Murari. Murari is the name of Krishna, who is the enemy of the Mura demon. You can read in the Krishna book in the chapter about Bhaumasura. You read about the Mura demon and how Krishna killed the Mura demon. So he's known as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon. Krishna Murari. Also a very beautiful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Shri Krishna Murari. You heard that? Mam Mana Mandiri Rahansi Krishna Murari. You heard it? Shri Krishna Murari. You know that one? Bhakti? Yes, comes with the singing for you as a present for you.